The word today is quarrel. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. We're not always going to like what happens in our lives. At times, when things seemingly go wrong, we can be tempted to oppose God or to blame Him. The Old Testament tells of a specific event in which people argued against God's will. Here to share that account with us is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Quarrel.
There may be times in our lives when we are tempted to quarrel with God, to resist His will in order to be stiff-necked, as the Bible says, and try to get our way as opposed to listening and obeying what God says. We're going to spend a little time thinking about the futility of resisting God or quarreling with God, as it was put in the Old Testament. We're going to hear an account from the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, the title refers to the two census that were taken of the Israelite community, and that's where they got their numbers. That's where they got their assessment of how many people were in the group. But the book of Numbers is about the wilderness, the desert experience of Israelites. And I'd like for you to hear about this time, this period of quarreling that took place. In the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh. There Miriam died and was buried. Now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this desert that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance to the tent of meeting and fell face down. And the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community so that they and their livestock can drink." So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels! Must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." These were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled with the Lord and where He showed Himself holy among them. I'd like to focus on that word Meribah. That was the Hebrew word for quarreling. Only you can see here it wasn't so much just a debate. It was an outright rebellion of the people against God. They no longer wanted to listen to Him. They wanted to go their own direction. They couldn't stand what He was telling them. Now, we have to admit that this would have been a stressful time because, you know, when you get somewhere and there's no water immediately available, you're going to be upset. You're going to have your body's physical needs that are crying out to be met. So it is a legitimate physical complaint that the people had. However, their biggest problem was that they had seen the Lord conduct miracle after miracle. He had led them with, as the Bible says, an outstretched arm out of the tyranny of the Egyptians. And now they were in their freedom, and God was providing everything for them. So wouldn't they think, having seen all these miracles, that God would provide for them again? It was a lack of trust. It was a lack of faith. And that lack of faith turned into aggression against God. And this is something that's kind of interesting. You will see oftentimes many individuals who are angry with God, who are disgusted and who oppose God, and their hearts really are questioning. They're finding reasons to doubt. And this is why it comes out as hostility toward God. Now, what's interesting about this incident, about Meribah, this occasion where the Israelites quarreled against God, where they resisted his leadership, this is not the only place in the scriptures where this account is mentioned. And in fact, if we flip to Psalm 95, it starts out as a psalm of joy and praise, and come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. And it discusses praising him greatly. And there's a beautiful verse, verse 6, that says, come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. So this is all beautiful and glorious praise and an encouragement for everyone to acknowledge God. And then suddenly the psalm changes and it says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah. There it is again. There's a mention of that account in Numbers chapter 20, where the people went from being compliant and obedient to rebellious, to being quarrelsome with the Lord. And this psalm is telling us there is always a chance for a temptation for turning against God. We can always find some reason that we are discontented, that we are not happy, that God has not met our needs, and now we are going to be an antagonist, and we are going to be angry with God, or we're going to oppose God. And the psalm says, don't be so foolish. Don't even think of it. Instead, verse 6 teaches us, have a soft heart, have a heart that is gentle toward God and receptive to him, and have bent knees. You know, I see a lot of people who are adamantly against God. They don't have bent knees. They have stiff knees. They're unwilling to humble themselves. They set themselves up as something grand, and they try to be defiant in the face of God. How foolish for a human being to take this position. This is ridiculous for someone to have such a hard, calloused heart that they will not humble themselves as a creature before the Creator. So Psalm 95 refers back to this opposition of the Israelites at Meribah, at this place where they quarreled with God. And it says, don't be so silly, don't be so foolish as to set yourself up against the Almighty. Instead, you should have bent knees and humbly acknowledge him in prayer and in praise. And then yet again in the New Testament, there is another reference to Meribah. This one is in the book of Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 3, by the way, the book titled Hebrews refers to the Jewish people. So this was a letter from the early Christian, one of the early Christian leaders. We do not know specifically whom, but he wrote it specifically to invite the Jewish people to come to Jesus Christ as their Messiah, as their Savior. And he gives exhaustive examples of how Jesus fulfills the prophecies of the Old Testament and how Jesus is the Messiah. And so in chapter 3 in the book of Hebrews, once again, the warning is given that as he says here in Hebrews 3, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the desert. Now, this is a direct quote from Psalm 95 that we just heard. So it's interesting. The actual account took place in Numbers chapter 20. That was the historical incident. Then the psalmist, years later, writes a piece of poetry which he refers back to it, and he teaches from it, and he says, let's not be like those people who had stiff knees, who had hard hearts, and they would not acknowledge God's leadership. And now in the book of Hebrews, writing to people whom he wants to become believers in Jesus Christ, the writer of Hebrews says, today, if you hear the Spirit's voice, don't harden yourself against God. In fact, in verse 12, the writer of Hebrews says, see to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. You know, there are many things in life that present themselves as challenges. And there are many circumstances which are true trials and tribulations. Just like the Israelites found themselves needing water desperately, it was a life and death kind of situation. But instead of trusting in the Almighty, they decided to oppose the Almighty. We find ourselves in the exact same situation today. The words of the writers in the scriptures are every bit as applicable today as they were back then. We will encounter life and death situations. We will encounter dire needs. And the question then will be, will you oppose God, or will you humble yourself, get on your knees and plead to him, and will you look for his deliverance? This is what the Lord does when he sends challenges to us, trials, tests. When he disciplines us, he is looking for us to humble ourselves and to acknowledge him. It is a difficult thing to do, but there will be times when we question God's will and God's ways. But the lesson of Meribah is that the proper response to this is not opposition to God, challenging God, but instead is to humbly seek enlightenment from him, not to quarrel with him, not to oppose him, but to be soft and tender-hearted, to accept his will, to look for his deliverance, and then to get on our knees and to pray and to praise and thank him when he delivers us.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.